The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, Friday morning, 10 past 8 o'clock, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. Next week is National Victims' Rights Week, and joining us right now to talk more about what's being done locally is Marma Coleman. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having us.
From P.S. You're My Hero. And Courtney Carl, who's the coordinator of the Victims' Rights Office for St. Clair County. Courtney, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Paul.
Let's start by talking about P.S. You're My Hero. How did this all start?
Right. So P.S. You're My Hero started about 10 years ago now, and it started out of what I found a need in our court system to help victims of crime. And so as I went through the criminal justice system and had to go through 3 murder trials one summer, I just found myself thrown into this environment where there wasn't a whole lot of resources for victims. You know, I was told to come to court. I was, you know, in trials all summer, and my family, you know, and I just found ourselves just kind of at the mercy of this life experience with not a lot of resources. So afterwards, after about a year afterwards, and just kind of looking at that whole process, decided that we can do better, you know, as a humanity, right? We can do better. And decided to start raising funds for victims of crime in St. Clair County.
And that's where Courtney comes in, because she runs that department for St. Clair County. Is this something other counties do as well, or is St. Clair County sort of unique?
St. Clair County is pretty unique in having a PS You're My Hero. And talking with other counties, you know, a lot of them are aware of what Mara has done, just with us coming and talking about it and asking, you know, how can we get this started in our county and everything like that. So it really is a blessing for St. Clair County to have PS You're My Hero. And with next week being Crime Victims Rights Week, you know, I find it no coincidence that next week we have a resentencing for a juvenile life without parole hearing. And it's one of those things where victims' voices did get lost in the decision making and to overturn these juvenile life without paroles. So I don't find it coincidental that it's that week. And I don't find it coincidental that we have Mara here, who has been through these hearings before and will be through these hearings again, leading this victims' rights movement, especially, you know, next Wednesday with our flower toss, you know, at 3 o'clock at the courthouse. It's a time for the community to show support for these victims.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about what your office does.
So we're there throughout the whole criminal process. We have somebody going to court with victims. We have helping them fill out forms, helping them fill out for personal protection orders. We're really trying to make it more personal, like Mara said, to help somebody, because they never asked to be part of the system that they're thrown into at the hands of the defendant, right? And I think with this criminal justice reform and everything, all eyes are on the defendant. And like I said, the victims are losing their voices, I think, in this.
That's a good point. There's nothing to prepare you for being a victim or a survivor of a violent crime, is there?
There is not. And you are essentially just pulled in to a whole nother world, which is where I found myself. Had no idea what this was about. And again, like for me, I've been able to process this. And so, you know, I've been lucky in that the St. Clair County Prosecutor's Office has allowed me my voice and allowed me to help implement with them programs to help people, right? So, but what I found is being a victim, our voices are so subdued, and not only by the court system, but it's ugly. Being a victim is ugly. Nobody wants to think that somebody would intentionally hurt another human without a reason. And there aren't. And so that's another, like, just hard thing for a victim to essentially deal with. So for me and who I am just all about, like, helping other people. And if I can do it through my voice, then I'm going to. And I'm going to do whatever I can to initiate help for people.
And as you reflect on the 10 years since all this started, I mean, think about all the lives that have been affected by this. Huh?
It's tremendous.
Yeah. It's been a lot of people.
Yeah, when you said 10 years, when you said it in the beginning, I'm like, oh my gosh, it has been 10 years. Like, we were just talking about that already.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, hard to believe. Tell us what's going on this week for National Victim Victims' Rights Week.
Right. So PS You're My Hero is very thankful that we have an amazing prosecuting attorney's office. So we, as always, want to support them. So this week, because it is Victims' Rights Awareness Week, we're going to provide a luncheon for the prosecuting attorneys in St. Clair County via PS You're My Hero and Yum Yums in Marysville. They're going to be putting it on. And so that's going to be Wednesday. And then, like Courtney said earlier, Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m., we are gathering, and everyone is welcome to gather to support the voices of victims of crime in front of the St. Clair County Courthouse. From there, Mayor Pauline Rep will be there. She'll read a proclamation, and Courtney will speak, I will speak, and then we're going to head over to the St. Clair River with flowers that have been donated, and I apologize, but I'm not sure who's donated them yet, but we'll get that out. And then we're going to, in memory of those lost to violent crime, toss flowers into the St. Clair River, and then that's it. And then, you know, we'll be back, and it's just a way for me to honor my husband, who I lost 13 years ago now, as a result of a violent crime. So for me, and then there are so many others, you know, that will get that opportunity to just have their voice.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How do people connect with your organization? Because I know that you have a big run that comes up in the fall. Is that right?
We sure do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They can find us on Facebook. PS You're My Hero has their own Facebook. St. Clair County Victims' Rights Unit has our own Facebook. That's really been a way that we've been able to connect with people more. PSYOU'REMYHERO.org. They can log on to there as well.
All right. Thanks for all that both of you do. Thanks for coming in and telling us about it. And, yeah, when the run comes up or anything else, come back.
September 17th.
Okay. We'll talk.
You'll be hearing from us.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate
it. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
17 past 8 o'clock now.